Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoot so clean, picking up above the winter's casualties.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m. and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. We'll start the show today with some new releases, this first one by Fiverr, the solo project of Sackville, New Brunswick-based artist Simone Schmidt. This one, Elemental Progression, is a track from their brand new album, Cleaning House, which came out on July 10th.
I've been flesh, push myself past reason's threshold. Oh, what tears, oh, what blood, when I brought matters to you. I went searching all around, trying to get a view from a higher ground. I fell from the mount, made a whimpering sound. Would you make a me the rock next time round?
Especially the ones that don't call him.
Last night he closed his eyes and smiled, reckoning he couldn't keep on wondering if he said so long wrote his life. There's more than one way to drown your own heart. If it's been too long ago, should he try or should he let them go?
Is called Yongjun Yanggu. So Yanggu, it's a type of Chinese dance. It's very folk style, you know. It's like after dinner, people went to a square place, an open place, and danced together. It's sort of like a square dance here, right? And the traditional tune is very, it's like this. Bit boring for me. I want some exciting, you know. So we tried it literally in the recording studio that day during our album. I was like, I don't like it. I want something, you know, happy, creepy, weird thing. Just play. What do you have? So we totally turned this traditional Chinese piece into a circus music. Now it's our version of Yongjun Yanggu. It's getting crazier and crazier.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
We just heard Kathy Fink, Marcy Marxer, and Chow Tien with Yungjun Yanko. Fink and Marxer are a married duo that have been performing together for over 35 years. The duo met Chow Tien in 2015. She's a Chinese hammered dulcimer player, sound designer, and visual artist who's performed in over 30 countries and has been fostering cultural exchange between the United States and China since 2015. That's from a concert they gave at Club Passim in Cambridge, Massachusetts in February. Before that, we heard Ferris and Jason Romero from Horsefly, British Columbia with Last Night. That's a track from their new album, These Are the Days That Turn Into Years, which came out last month. And before that, Fiverr with Elemental Progression. We'll hear one now from Frank Hart and Donal Lunny. Hart was a traditional Irish singer, song collector, and architect who began collecting songs early in his life and had collected over 15,000 songs by the end of his life. Lunny is an Irish folk musician known as a founding member of Planxty. This one, The Hot Asphalt, is from their 2007 album of Irish labor songs called There's Gangs of Them Digging. It's a 19th century comic music hall song.
Ah, good evening, all me jolly lads. I'm glad to find you well. And if you'll kindly pay attention now, a story I will tell. For I've got the situation, and begar and begob, I can whisper I've a weekly wage of 19 bob. It's 12 months come October since I left me native home, after helping in Killarney boys to pull the harvest down. Ah, but now I wear a gansey and around me waist a belt. I am the gaffer of the squad that's making the hot asphalt. And we laid it in the hollers and we laid it on the flat. And if it doesn't last forever, sure I swear I laid me hat. Now I've wandered up and down the world, but I have never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. Well, the other night a copper comes and he says to me, McGuire, would you kindly let me light me pipe down at your boiler fire? Well, he planks himself in front of me with his hobnails on the plate. Here, said I, me decent man, you'd better go and mind your bait. He ups and yells, I'm on to you, I'm up to all your pranks. Don't I know you for a traitor from the Tipperary ranks? Boys, I hit straight from the shoulder and I gave him such a belt that I knocked him into the boiler full of hot asphalt. Well, we quickly pulled him out again and we threw him in the tub. And with soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. Ah, but the devil, the thing had hardened, it turned him hard as stone. And with every other rub now you could hear the copper moan. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, that he's looking like old Nick. And burn me if I'm not inclined for to clave him with me pick. Ah, says I, it might be easier to leave him till he melts and to stir him nice and daisy in the hot asphalt. And we laid it in the hollers and we laid it on the flat. And if it doesn't last forever, sure I swear I laid me hat. Now I've wandered up and down the world, but I have never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. You may talk about your soldiers and your sailors and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, but we please the ladies best. For the only ones who really know how their flinty hearts to melt are the boys around the boiler making the hot asphalt. But with rubbing and with scrubbing, sure I caught me death a cold. And for scientific purposes, my body it was sold. In the Kelvin Grove, you see me boys, I'm hanging in me pelt as a monument to the Irish laying the hot asphalt. And we laid it in the hollers, and we laid it on the flat. And if it doesn't last forever, sure, I swear I laid me hat. Now I've wandered up and down the world, but I have never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt.
Struggling, strive, and trying to shave whatever they call success. Some brainwashing and thinking that they must go out and buy some new thing to fill the emptiness. Some prospering a business, a real estate, others can't even afford to pay the rent. So tell me, my friend, is it really success if it comes at others' expense? Blood runs thicker than water, honey runs thicker than blood. When none run as thick as an old black hole deep down in the mud. Stuck in traffic in a big shiny car as a symbol of your independence. With a flag of freedom rustling in the wind, just tell me at whose expense. Katarina dealt a deadly blow, the whole Gulf Coast was a mess. They came all the way from old Mexico to help the neighbors in the distress. Flood in New Orleans took many a life, a way out some just couldn't find. It's expensive if you want to try to save everyone, and they had to be left behind. Help came, but it's often the case, for many came too late. It took the mayor 24 hours to make up his mind, then we had a president of the United States. on vacation and could not be disturbed. And to him, I guess that made sense. Cause some things are important, others must wait, no matter what the expense. Blood runs thicker than water, honey runs thicker than blood. When none run as thick as the old black gold, deep down in the mud. When you're stuck in traffic in your big shiny car, you may choke on one of them freedom fries. When it slowly sinks in that you've been fooled all alone and fed a whole bunch of lies.
Just heard Robert Lighthouse with Deep Down in the Mud. He's a musician originally from Sweden who moved to the United States at the age of 18 and traveled around the country learning about blues music before settling in Washington, D.C. in 1988. That song comes from his 2007 album of the same name. Before that, we heard Michael Cooney with The Engineer. He's a folk musician from California who got his start during the 1960s folk revival and later organized and played at folk festivals across the continent. As from his 1968 album, The Cheese Stands Alone. The lyrics for the song are a poem by A.A. Milne, famous for writing the Winnie the Pooh books, with music by New Zealand folk singer Des Rainey. And before that, we heard Frank Hart and Donald Lunny with The Hot Asphalt. We'll hear one now from Big Joe Williams. He was a Delta blues musician from Mississippi, best known for the unique sound of his 9-string guitar. He began his recording career in 1934 and remained a prominent artist into the 50s and 60s, when many of his contemporaries were rediscovered during the folk revival. He became popular among folk blues fans and even toured Europe and Japan. This one, Going Back Home, is off his 1964 album, Back to the Country. The song uses lyrics from several different blues songs, including Catfish Blues and Going Down the Road Feeling Bad.
Lord, my mother told my father, for dear, I would bone, got a boy child coming, be your summer gun. Lord, I'm going back down home, baby. But he will pick my clothes. I've been hanging in St. Louis, boy. That's where I almost go. If I was Lord of Catfish, swimming in the deep blue sea, have so many good-looking women, no. Fishing after. Lord, this ain't Lord my home, baby. Lord, I didn't come here to see. Take some good-looking women, now. Drive my blues on. Jumping, shouting, train rolled up this morning, Lord, and come on walking now.
Going Good afternoon, Winnipeg. This is Isaac Tate, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sunset, the brass is going down. I guess you knew about my heart before you came around, long before you came around. It only takes a moment to see that red sun flare, but anger swings a pendulum, search words everywhere. Yes, there's harsh words everywhere. So come here to my loving arms, let me hold you close. There's nothing you could say or do cause my heart to close. That would cause my heart to close. Hey. Mm-hmm. for the sunrise so I can go to bed. I'd rather dream of angels than the devils in my head. And then the devils in my head. So fly away, my little bird, when the springtime comes around. Don't let them strong winds blowing force you back down to the ground. Force you back down to the ground. Yes, fly away, my little bird, into the open blue sky. Someday when I get my way, yes, I'll meet you by and by. Yes, I'll meet you by.
Kara Luft from Winnipeg with Sunset Pendulum. That's a cover of Willie P. Bennett's song off her 2011 album Blackwaterside and Other Favorites. Before that, we heard The Pines with What Good Am I? They're a band from Iowa that formed in 2002, and that one's from the 2011 compilation album A Nod to Bob 2, an artist's tribute to Bob Dylan on his 70th birthday. Dylan included the song on his 1989 album Oh Mercy. And before that, we heard Big Joe Williams with Going Back Home. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Vera Johnson. She was a musician and author from Vancouver who began playing music in 1949 when she was in her late 20s. This one, O Canada, is from her 1974 album Bald Eagle, the liner notes of which state, "I think all national anthems are deplorable. Ours is just a little bit worse than most."
I don't suppose you've ever heard the national anthem of Canada. It's pretty ghastly. A little bit worse than yours, I think. The words used to go, "O Canada, my home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free." Doesn't that grab you? "And stand on guard, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee." Chorus. "O Canada, O Canada, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee." That's the way it used to go. Then they set up a royal commission to look into this song. See if something could be done to improve it. And they held meetings for months on end, and they listened to presentations from hundreds of individuals and organizations, and eventually they came to a decision. They decided, first of all, that the verse was perfect, so they didn't touch that. Now, the first line of the chorus, "O Canada, O Canada," they thought that was just a little repetitious. So they changed that to, "O Canada, glorious and free." And then the last two lines, which were identical and went, "O Canada, we stand on guard for thee," they made a really remarkable change there. They changed that to, "We stand on guard, we stand on guard for thee." It just shows you what you can do with a royal commission. Well, I'm going to sing "O Canada" now, but it isn't that one, you'll be glad to know. "O Canada, my home and native land, what is this love that you command? I love your mountains with their topping of ice cream snow. I love your maples when the leaves start to curl and glow. shuffling skid row bum. One from a big estate and one from a city slum.
Only his grave what did she find? Over it bitterly, so bitterly she cried. Ah, my husband, what have you done to this family of yours? What can you say to these children you've orphaned? Tell them, my wife, not to wait for me. Tell them I lie here in the American land.
Courthouse in the town of Albany. When you're walking up to register, a gun held at your face, are you walking in my place to set me free? Here I live in Happy Town with my freedoms all around. When I go to cast my ballot, there is none to put me down. But a man in Mississippi, he will register and die, and my vote's an empty lie, while that can be. You are far across the land, and I cannot touch your hand, but the selfsame flag is flying on the courthouse where you stand. And the thugs that jail and beat you also drive me to my knee when you're walking there for me to set me free. All the nation's men of law, they are only men of straw. While you're being jailed and beaten, 'cause you knock at freedom's door. And my guarantees of justice are a bitter mockery when they do not reach a hand to set you free. Are you walking there for me? Are you walking there for me? When you go up to the courthouse in the town of Albany, when you're walking up to register, a gun held at your face, are you walking in my place to set me free? Would I be as brave as you? Would I live through what you do? Would I face the whip and pistol to make freedom's dream come true? There are heroes in our country, great as all in history, and they're walking there for me, for you and me.
Was Malvina Reynolds with Are You Walking There For Me? She was a folk singer from California, known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. That one's off Swedish musician Jan Hammerlund's 2014 album Uncovered, a collection of previously unreleased songs by Reynolds, most of which are performed by Hammerlund, so we get to hear Reynolds perform that song. She wrote it during Mississippi Freedom Summer, a campaign to register as many African Americans as possible to vote. Local activists and volunteers from northern states came to support the campaign, and the KKK and other hate groups committed a series of violent acts, including murders, beatings, and the destruction of homes, businesses, and churches. Reynolds wrote the song after the beating of a rabbi and two volunteers. Before that, we heard Wiz Jones with American Land. He was an English musician who began performing in the late 1950s and worked with many prominent English folk musicians, including John Renburn and Bert Jansch, and also influenced musicians like Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, and Bruce Springsteen. That was from the 2015 compilation album A Life on the Road, 1964 to 2014, and it's a song by Slovakian steelworker Andrew Kovály, who lived in Pennsylvania and wrote it in 1900, after a friend was run over by a buggy just before his wife and children were due to arrive in the United States. Before that, we heard Vera Johnson with O Canada. Here's one now from Ernest V. Stoneman. He was one of the most prominent country musicians during the genre's first decade and was raised by his father and three musically inclined cousins, who taught him the instrumental and vocal traditions of Blue Ridge Mountain culture. Stoneman recorded this one, The Unlucky Road to Washington, for Edison Records in 1928, and it's about President William McKinley's assassination in 1901. The song was first recorded by Charlie Poole in 1926.
Ain't but one thing that grieves my mind, that is to die, leave my poor wife behind. I am gone for a long old time. Dog came a running, he took off his pick. He says, Miss McKinley, better pass in your check. You're bound to die, bound to die. Yonder's the train, she's just on time. She run 1,000 miles from 8 o'clock till 9, from Buffalo to Washington. Time.
because. Good night, good night.
なぜなの、なぜなの、なぜなの。それはね、それはね、と、おやすみなさい、早くおやすみなさい、こういうことになるんです。
Why can't a mouse eat a streetcar? Wine, wine, wine. Because a mouse's stomach is too small to hold a streetcar. Good night, good night.
なぜネズミは電車を食べることができないの？なぜなの？なぜなの？なぜなの？それはね、ネズミの胃袋がちっちゃすぎるからなんだよ。さあ、坊や、おやすみ。
Why does a camel drink water? Wine, wine, wine. Because a camel gets thirsty just like you and me and everybody else does. Good night, good night.
なぜラクダは水を飲むの？なぜなの？なぜなのね？それってラクダは坊ややお母さんやみんなと同じように喉が渇く。さあ早くお寝なさい坊や。
Why can't a cow have kittens? Why, why, why? Well, because... Cows have little calves. And cats have little kittens. And... Besides, dear, it's easier that way. Good night, good
night. なぜ牛は猫の子を産まないの？なぜなのね？なぜなのね？それはね、猫が猫の子を産んで、牛が牛の子を産むからなの。その方がきっと都合がいいんでしょう。さあ、早く寝なさい、坊や。
Why don't you answer my questions?
なぜお母さんは坊やが聞いてもちゃんと教えてくれないの？なぜなの？ねえ、なぜなの？それはね、お母様にはよくわからないからなのよ。さあ坊や、早く寝なさい。
Good night, good night.
That was Odetta with Y-O-Y.She was born in Birmingham, Alabama, and had operatic vocal training from the age of 13 and studied music at Los Angeles City College. That's from her 1965 live album Odetta in Japan, and it's a children's song by Woody Guthrie, translated live on stage into Japanese. Before that, we heard the Bluegrass Police with White House Blue.